Baruch Hashem, it's better than it used to be, but there are a lot of bugs in camp, and a lot of times when there are bugs around, one has a taiva to kill bugs. So I want to discuss a little bit of the halachos of killing bugs when they are annoying you, when they are in your way, or frightening you, or just there for the killing, whether that is permissible to do or not permissible to do. I'm going to leave out of this discussion today killing bugs on Shabbos. That is a separate issue. Maybe we'll have a separate shiur about killing bugs on Shabbos. So first, it's important to realize that there are many different reasons that people like to kill bugs. Some people kill bugs to protect themselves. They see mosquitoes about to bite them, so they smack the mosquito. Some people do so to protect their wife and children from being frightened or otherwise freaking out. Some people just want to get rid of the bug from the house or from wherever they're staying, from their bunk, from their cabin. So they want to kill the bug because it's the easiest way to get rid of it. It's much easier than picking it up and throwing it out. And some people, usually young children, like to kill bugs because it's fun. So I want to discuss all of those different things. And Yitzchak, okay. So some people like to kill bugs because it's fun. So we can discuss all the different reasons, what's mutter, what's not mutter. So first of all, it's important to realize there is something called Sar Bale Chayim. The Gemara says in Maseches Bamitzia Daf Lamed Beis that Sar Bale Chayim is Da'oraisa. Now, what exactly, but the Gemara gives no source for it. It just says it's Da'oraisa, but there is no Pasuk in Chumash that actually explicitly says that one is not allowed to cause tsar to animals. The Radvaz in Simon Elef Tovkuf Membeis writes that it's Lo Lav V'lo Asei Ela Isser Bulvad. It's not a Los Asei, it's not a Mitzvah Asei, it's just an Isser. What exactly he means by that, we'll see in a moment. So Rav Asher Weiss in Minchas Asher collects 11 possibilities of where in the Torah the source might be for Tzar Bale Chaim. Rashi in Shabbos Tav Kuf Chav Chesem Beis says it's from Mitzvahs Pricha, the burden off of an animal. The Shittim Gubetzes and Bab Mitzi over there says in the name of the Raivid that it's from Lo Sachsum Shor Bedisho, that you're not allowed to muzzle an animal because it causes its Tzar. Shittim Gubetzes quotes from the Ritva that it's Halach al-Moshi Misinai. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim seems to assume that it's from this week's Parsha. So the Malach says to Bilam that he should stop hitting his donkey. Why did you hit your donkey 3 times? Apparently, there's a problem with hitting a donkey because it's causing it tsar when you hit the animal. The Sefer Charedim writes it's part of Mahu Rachum Afatar Rachum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Merachim Al Kol Briosav. So we need to show Rachmanus another Brios. The Sefer Yom Truan Mesachs Roshana writes that the speaking to the rock from last week's parsha was in order to vote Seisla Mayim Vishkisa Seidav. Ve'esbi'iram. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu supposed to draw water out of the rock? To give water to the Eda, ve'esbi'iram, and also the animals, because it's important to give water to the animals. Why is it important? Because otherwise they're going to suffer. The Chuvis Yaivitz, Rabbi Yaakov Enden, says they have to, it's from the halacha, they have to feed a behemoth before you feed yourself. Why? Because it's Tzar Bale Chaim. So maybe that's the source. Chassam Sofer in Bamitzia says it's based on the Pasuk in Ashrei. Tov Hashem Lachol V'rachamav Al Kol Ma'asav. Hashem has Rachmanus on all of his creations. So, and then Rav Asher adds 3 more of his own. He says it could be based on the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim Bet Shiluach HaKein, where the Rambam says that Shiluach HaKein is to show Rachmanus on the bird. Even though it sounds against the Mishnah, the Tosas, or it could be based on Tosas Megillah Daf Chaf Hei, quotes from the Kalir that Osava Esbino Lusushketu Biyomecha, the Halacha they now have Shech, the mother and its offspring on the same day, is based on Rachmei Hakelhu, that is Rachmanus Hashem asks for animals, and therefore we have to have Rachmanus for animals as well. And it could also be, finally, the 11th possibility, Lo Sachrosh B'shor V'chamor Yachtov, you're not allowed to put a shor and a chamor together and plow with them together. And the Rishonim explain, either it's because the chamor is pained by the fact that the shor is stronger and faster than it, or because the shor chews its cud, the chamor doesn't, so the chamor is going to think that the shor is being fed while it's not, and that therefore causes its tsar. So the Rav Asher Weiss points out in Minchas Asher that what you see from here is that none of the, it is in Devarim Simen and Aleph, that none of these are the real source probably, but the impression that you get from all 11 of these sources is that it's the Ratzon HaTorah. That the Ratzon HaTorah is that we should be nice to animals, and that itself is a Mechayev Midoraisa. Ratzon HaTorah is enough to be Mechayev us on a Doraisa level. This is going beyond, one step beyond what Rav Elchanan writes in Kuntras Divrei Sofrim, where Rav Elchanan also acknowledges this concept of Ratzon HaTorah, and he thinks that the Ramban's understanding of where mitzvos d'Rabbanan come from is also from this concept of Ratzon HaTorah, but that it's only a mechayiv midrabbanan. Rav Asher takes it a step further and says, when Ratzon HaTorah expresses itself so much all over the place, you see that Hashem's desire is that you should be nice to animals, and therefore it's a din on a daraisa level. So one would get the impression, therefore, that it's all over the Torah, that you're not allowed to hurt animals, so probably you shouldn't kill animals. But there are a number of limitations to this issur, specifically as it relates, some generally, and some specifically as it relates to bugs. First limitation is that for human benefit, it's mutter. It's not called tsar balei chayim. Rav Moshe in the Tshuvin Choshem Mishpat Chelek Beis Siman Mem Zayin says that if the animals are annoying or they're scaring you, then there's absolutely no problem of killing them, because that's considered a legitimate human need to not be scared or to not be annoyed, and that's enough reason to kill an animal. And his raya is that one is allowed to slaughter an animal even for a guy. It's mutter to slaughter an animal. So you see that anytime there's a human need, it doesn't have to be a Jewish need even, anytime there's a human need, you're allowed to cause tzar to an animal. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Mem Tesan Beis says that an Am Haaretz is not allowed to eat meat. So Rav Moshe says, isn't that a kash on me? It sounds like someone who does not zocha lekach should not cause pain for animals for his benefit. It's only for Talmidei Chachamim. So Rav Moshe says two answers to that. First of all, it's Nagadata, and that's why the Rif doesn't quote it la'alacha. And second of all, even if you do want to quote that Gemara la'alacha, like the Rush does, it just means that because of all the halachos in preparing kosher meat, it's really best that if an Amaretz doesn't get involved. Because what are the chances that the Amaretz is going to do a proper shechita and a malicha and a nikur and everything that has to be done in order for meat to be made kosher? But in terms of the tsar caused to the animal, absolutely it's mutter if it's for any sort of human need. The Ran writes in Maseches Bava Metzia that even a dignified person doesn't have to do ti'ina because it's eina lefi kvodo. To unload an animal's burden, if it's eina lefi kvodo, it's beneath the person's dignity, he doesn't have to do it. Why? Because he has a human need to maintain his level of dignity. So the tsar, that the animal's suffering right now, it does not outweigh his own need to defend it, to retain his own dignity. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says, no, he should have to do te'ina, but Rav Moshe explains, not because the animal suffering is above human dignity, it's that a person who's gotten into the habit of treating himself with such kavod, treats himself with such kavod that he's not going to want to unload an animal, so maybe he needs to get his priorities checked out. That such a person is probably treating himself with a little too much kavod. But it's not. But when there's a legitimate human need, certainly that would override the tsar of an animal. And so the other source of Moshe quotes Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Pehei, where Rebbe didn't allow the Amsa de Be Rebbe, his maidservant, to kill a chulda. But that wasn't Mikra Adin, says Rav Moshe, that was just a Midas Chasidus, because they're not dangerous or bothering you. So it was just a matter over there of Tircha, because otherwise she would have had to find someone who would want it. So that was just a matter of Tircha. So he says, a Midas Chasidus, if it's only a matter of Tircha, better to go through a little extra Tircha, not to cause suffering to the animal. But even that's only Midas Chasidus. Sri Deish writes in Chelek Beisim and Sadi Aleph that some say that a human need would even mean monetary benefit. That if there's any monetary reason to want to kill the animal, that would outweigh tsar balei chayim. Let's say you own a store and you're okay with the bugs that are all over the store, but your customers might not be so okay with it. So if you're afraid that it's gonna keep customers away, so then certainly you're allowed to kill the animal. That's all exception number one. That when there's a human need, that overrides tsar balei chayim. Another possible exception is a chiddush in the Nadav Yehuda Madura Tinyana Yaradeh Simin Yud, where the Nadav Yehuda, a famous tshuva, was asked whether it's permissible for a Jew to go hunting. Is there any problem with a Jew going hunting? So the Nadav Yehuda goes through. Is it bal tashchis, because you're not shechting the animal, you're just shooting it? Is it tsar balei chayim? And he goes through why he doesn't think it's either of those things. But at the end of the tshuva, he says, what kind of Jew wants to go hunting? Who are the hunters in Tanakh? It's Esav, it's Nimrod. Those are heroes. Those are the people that we want to imitate. Those are the people we want to be like. But he thinks Meikra din it's mutter. Why isn't it tsar balei chayim to go hunting? So says the Nadav Yehuda that it's tsar balei chayim when you cause an animal pain. When you cause an animal death, that's not tsar balei chayim. Killing an animal is not tsar balei chayim. Torturing an animal is tsar bal chaim. He proves it from a Gemara in Chulin Dav Zayin and Beis, where the Gemara says akarnuluhu ikut tsar bal chaim katanuluhu ikut mishum bal tashchis. That if you cause it pain, that's tsar bal chaim. When you kill it, that's bal tashchis. If you needlessly kill an animal, so that would be bal tashchis. Sounds like killing it is not tsar bal chaim. Tshuva Sri Deish Chel Beisim and Sadi Aleph has many more sources to prove the point of the Nodeb Yehuda that killing is not called Tsar Bale Chaim. However, Rav Moshe, that Tshuva seems to assume that killing would be Tsar Bale Chaim, but again, if there's any human need for the killing, it would override that Tsar Bale Chaim. The Rimi Gash writes explicitly that killing is also Tsar Bale Chaim, and Sri Deish points out that Rov Poskim would probably side with the Nodeb Yehuda that killing is not Tsar Bale Chaim. Another sniff lahakel when it comes to killing bugs is a Tshuva in Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Siman Kuf Yud, where he suggests that the only animals that can be used, that Tsar Bale Chaim only applies to animals that can be used for malacha, animals that you can use to benefit you in some way, where he says at least he's mesupuk, maybe even a cat and a dog, because at least they provide you company, at least they're good pets. But an animal that can't be used for anything, that has absolutely no use whatsoever, is not even subject to the Isser of Tsar Bale Chaim, a great chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. From Menashe Klein in his Tshuvas Mishnah Halachas Chelut Siman Reish Lamedtes, totally rejects that chiddush, and he has many, many rayas that chiddush is totally untrue. Because it would turn out that birds would not be subject to Tsar Bale Chaim. No one uses a bird for malacha, and people don't take company in their birds, I don't think. So the Gemara in Bab Basra, Dafayim Gimel, talks about Tsar of geese as being an issue of Tsar Bale Chaim. Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud, instructs how to be Masaris a tarnagol in the least painful way. Apparently, the chicken also, there's an issue of Tsar Bale Chaim. So you see, by birds, there is an issue of Tsar Bale Chaim. The Rama even talks about removing feathers from a bird for the sake of refuah and says that you're allowed to pluck the feathers out of a live bird if you need those feathers for refuah, for some medical treatment. But the implication is stam, because it's fun to pluck feathers out of a live bird, would not be permissible to do, even though it's only a bird. And the Mishnah in Shabbos of Kuv Chav Ches says that we turn over a basket so that birds could climb up on Shabbos, even though the birds are muktzah, apparently because they need to move around a little bit, and it would be Tsar Bale Chaim to limit their movements in such ways. So that's where Menashe Klein proves from all these sources that it would seem that Tsar Bale Chaim applies to all creatures, all living creatures. It's not only creatures like Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that one would use for work or at least for company. So at the end of the day, if one sees a bug in their bunk, on their arm or whatever, a mosquito, it seems very, very clear that one is allowed to kill the bug if the bug is annoying or if the bug is going to bite you. Stam, just for fun, where there's no human benefit whatsoever, just because it's there, would seem like you're walking down the street and there's a bug there and you could walk next to it or walk on it, so it would seem that the appropriate thing to do would be to walk next to it. But again, according to the Nodeb Yehuda, if killing is not Tsar Bale Chaim, maybe there would be no problem of walking on it, but it would seem kedai to be makpid about that, to try not to walk on it if you don't have to. Rav Moshe writes in his tshuva in Choshe Mishpach El Beisim Mem Zayin on this topic, when he talks about killing bugs, he says, even if you're going to kill a bug, you shouldn't do it with your hands. You should use a shoe, a tissue box, something else. Don't do it with your bare hands, because that will teach a person to be cruel. And that's why the Torah has to give a special bracha every time. People who kill the people in Nir Nidachas, people who are Pinchas, anyone who does anything, even if it's an appropriate act and it's the right thing to do, but if you're doing anything violent, so we need a special bracha to retain a sense of shalom in ourselves, because we otherwise would be trained in cruelty. Rav Moshe writes, a shochet doesn't have to worry about that, because the zchus of the mitzvah of doing shechita is going to protect him from any midos of achzorios that may otherwise come as a result of being involved with his bare hands and taking the life of an animal. The zchus of the mitzvah will protect him. But for us, in general, when we're killing bugs, better not to do it with our hands unless you have no other choice. So the mosquito's about to bite you, and it's on your arm. You don't have to say quick a shoe. You could kill it with your hand. But if it's avoidable, better to kill with something else rather than to kill with your hand, to minimize the sense of cruelty that one has with the feeling of killing a creature with his own hands. So one is allowed to kill bugs at the end of the day.